Hallelujah. How's everybody tonight? Blessed and highly flavored. Praise God. Get on 20 here. God is good all the time. Amen. Even when we're not good, God is always good. Amen. Would you turn to Psalm 15? Psalm 15. Is everybody there? We're going to read this together. Ready? And a one, and a two. Psalm 15, verse 1. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle, and who may dwell in your holy... How many of y'all want to abide in the tabernacle of the Lord, in his holy hill? Well, if you don't, you got a problem. In verse 2, it says, he who walks uprightly and works righteousness, and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, and whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never, I want to say never, never be moved. And what this psalm is talking about is what we're cooperating with. See, there's an area of what we cooperate with is what the end result is. One of the things the Spirit is sharing with us tonight is the area of eternal cooperation. When you cooperate with eternity, you get eternal. Amen? See, so many times we begin to compromise and justify and reason all the areas that the world has to offer why we shouldn't cooperate with the things of eternal. When you cooperate with the eternal realm, things are different in your life. The moment you stop cooperating with the eternal, you begin to cooperate with the temporary. Does everybody got it? When you stop cooperating with eternal, you immediately begin to cooperate with the temporary. Because you're going to cooperate with something all the time. Is everybody okay? So he who has clean hands and a pure heart is one who is cooperating with the things of eternal, aren't they? Let's go to Galatians 5. I'm going to surprise you tonight and tell you tonight's teaching is eternal cooperation. Hallelujah. I do not intentionally not tell you sometimes because we just haven't gotten to the part to tell you yet. Sometimes we have to build up to the title. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. Is everybody there? Galatians 5:16. Let's speak it together. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hello. There's which one you're cooperating with. Walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. In other words, if you walk, if you're cooperating with the eternal things of God, then you will not cooperate with the temporary things of the enemy, one or the other. And verse 17, for the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish or you desire. Has everybody got it? Now, again, there's that area of cooperation. You're either eternal cooperating or temporary cooperating. And when you're temporary cooperating, it means you're going to be temporary. You will not be eternal. Let's go further. Verse 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are what? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, rivalries, and the like. In other words, anything associated with cooperating with the temporary. Of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Why? Because if you are cooperating with the temporary, you are not cooperating with the eternal. And verse 22. But the spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. In other words, when the word Christ, is Christ temporary or eternal? And those who are Christ, in other words, those who are cooperating with the eternal, have crucified the flesh. In other words, have denied the cooperation of the temporary. Verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit, and let us not become conceited, provoking one another, and envying one another. Again, those who are Christ, those who are cooperating with the eternal, right? Those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions or desires to fulfill the flesh. So everybody got it. So we're in a place of eternal cooperation or temporary cooperation every day, every moment, every decision, every breath. Everything you and I do is either one or the other. In John 12, eternal cooperation. In verse 24, John 12, 24, is everybody there? Let's speak it together. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and what? Dies. It remains alone. But if it dies, it produces what? Much grain. He who what? Loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. So he's talking about the cooperation of eternal or the cooperation of temporary. In other words, you're to hate the life of this world. The life of eternal should be more important to you than the life of the temporary. It's amazing how what great lengths will do to maintain the life of the temporary compared to maintaining the life of the eternal. And he says this, And verse 26, would you read it with me? If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. My Father will what? Honor. So listen, there's the eternal cooperation where there's honor, and there's a temporary cooperation where there's dishonor, shame, and separation. Anybody ever been there? If you haven't, you lie. And you're still there. Everybody's been there at some time. And it's a painful thing, isn't it? It's a painful thing. You know why? Because the world can only offer you pain. It cannot offer you joy. Only eternal can offer you joy. Everything else offers you pain and sorrow. That's why the word says that Jesus came to exchange our sorrows. Amen? He came to take our pains away. Because the eternal came into the natural realm to make the exchange for the temporary. So that means there's got to be something we must do. Cooperate. Amen? Everyone say cooperate. Cooperate. Go to Romans chapter 2. In verse 1, we'll start. Romans chapter 2 and verse 1, let's speak it together. Eternal cooperation. You know, it's something that we've got to become more sensitive to now. We've got to become more sensitive. You know, a couple days ago, I saw breaches in walls. It was like breaches in walls. It's like the enemy, the Lord has always shared with me about fortify. I hear the word fortify, fortify. Fortify means to protect, build up a wall. Not a personal wall, but a wall of protection through prayer, through battle, through the anointing. And I began to see breaches. And I saw the enemy, you know, in the story about Joshua walking around the wall of Jericho, and then the wall came down and they were able to attack. Well, see, the enemy can't bring the wall down, but he can try to breach it before he tries to bring it down. So what he does is he takes words and he throws them over the wall. And people pick up, they pick it up and read it. And see, these are temporary things so that God's children, he tries to convince us to cooperate with the temporary instead of the eternal. So people are picking up notes, fear, lust, anger, hatred, jealousy, rage. All of those things are temporary. He throws them over the wall and people are picking them up. Instead of destroying them, they begin to cooperate with them. And what begins to happen is every time that they begin to agree with it, a breach comes in the wall. It takes one breach, one little area. And what happens is then he knows that if he can just breach a little crack in the wall, it begins to flood. So you don't even realize it's coming. And next thing you know, you're being flooded and you don't even realize what's happening. That breach is getting bigger, bigger, and bigger. And eventually, that wall crumbles down and he takes you out. And I began to see this and I'm thinking, man, you know, this is incredible. And the reason for this is because that wall of protection is cooperation with the eternal. And the enemy's always trying to get, it only takes one word for you to cooperate with the temporary. Just takes one word, one little note. So he throws that over the wall and people pick it up. And instead of destroying it, they put it in their pocket. Sometimes they wonder what to do with it. There should be no hesitation. None. It must be destroyed. If there's hesitation, you've already agreed with it. If you're wondering what to do with it, you already agreed with it. It's already imparted in you. It must be removed. Is everybody okay? Did everybody get that? Romans 2, verse 1. Let's speak it together. Therefore, you are what? Inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things. And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of His goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? So do you think that eternal cooperation should always lead you to repentance? Amen. How about forgiveness? Amen. Repentance and forgiveness. Repentance and forgiveness are always an area of eternal cooperation. Let's go further. Verse 5. But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in a day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds. Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. In other words, he's expressing one of cooperation of eternal or one of cooperation of temporary. Verse 9, he says, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory and honor and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. There's no what? Partiality with God. So those who practice the same as those who cooperate with temporary will be judged the same way. Has everybody got it? So if you're in the area where you're still practicing the temporary in the flesh, because see, the flesh represents the temporary, you can expect a dishonor and even a dishonorable death. But those who practice the eternal, honor and an honorable death. And you want to leave a legacy behind you of honor, not dishonor. Amen? It's important. How many of y'all would rather have peace instead of anguish? Amen. I mean, one of the worst things that we can be in is in torment. Torment is the association of cooperating with the temporary. Amen? Peace and joy is associating with cooperating with the eternal, because you'll have peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Go to James chapter 4. James chapter 4 and verse 1. Eternal cooperation. James chapter 4, verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. I want to give you a definition the Holy Spirit gave me today. The word says, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? I want to give you a definition of your members. Your members are memories of the flesh and emotions. They are memories. Your members are associated with the memories of the flesh, of the carnal, and the carnal emotions. Has everybody got this? In other words, they're associated with the temporary, aren't they? Flesh is temporary. There are emotions that are temporary, feelings that are temporary. So your members are the memories of the acts of your flesh and the acts of your emotions and the temporary realm. Has everybody got it? And he says here, where do wars and fight come from among you? Do they not come from your desires? Desires in association with a emotion. For what? Pleasure that war in your members. So there's a war going on, isn't there? And the war is going on in your members, and the war is against the memories of the flesh compared to the memories of the spirit. The memories of the eternal compared to the memories of the temporary. There's a war going on. Look at, he confirms it right here. In verse 2, he says, you what? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss. In other words, you are asking according to the temporary cooperation, not according to the eternal cooperation. You ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God, hatred with God? So he's telling us, listen, that temporary cooperation is temporary, is cooperation with the ways of the world. And the ruler of this world is Satan, who is also temporary. He said, look at, if you're a friend of the world, you're going to disobey God. You're going to reject God. I don't care how much hallelujah you do. I don't care how much prayer you do. You still have a choice. Everyone has a choice. And the more that you cooperate with the eternal, the more you're going to make right choices. And he says here, whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself a what? Enemy of God. How many want to be an enemy of God? No. Well, then we have to stop cooperating with the temporary and start cooperating with the eternal. Is everybody okay? Verse 5. Or do you think that the Scriptures says in vain, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealousy, but He gives more grace. Therefore, He says, God resists the proud. What's the proud cooperating with? Temporary. But He gives grace to the what? Humble. Humble. Honest. Those are areas where God is releasing His plan. He's expanding His plan to them because they're cooperating with the eternal. Therefore, submit to God, submit to the eternal, and resist the devil or the temporary, and he will flee from you. So if you are not cooperating with the eternal, it's impossible to not cooperate with the temporary. Amen? One or the other. So we've got to really put this in a place of understanding. Again, your members are memories of your acts of the flesh and emotions. See, you've got to be able to discern what's ruling you. Are your feelings and emotions still ruling you? Is your flesh still ruling you? You know, people who still hold bitterness and unforgiveness are being ruled by emotion, that feeling. That means they're cooperating with temporary. If people are still not willing to forgive and move forward, then they're cooperating with the temporary. But everybody still has a choice. Amen? You have a choice to love and not to love. You have a choice to forgive and not to forgive. You have a choice to lust and not lust. And if you've come into a place where you think it's first love, love by sight, it's usually a lust by sight. Because the Bible tells us that true love, doesn't parade itself. It's not puffed up. True love. There's a difference. There's the love of the world, and there's the love of God. One is temporary, and one is eternal. Amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It's called lust at first sight, not love at first sight. It's temporary. 2 Corinthians 4. Eternal cooperation. It's eternally needed. Verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. Let's speak it. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Light afflictions. These are self-imposed afflictions. Light afflictions. You know, anything that happens to us, we allow. We bring on ourselves. You know, you can't blame anyone for anything. The only one we can blame is ourselves. So everybody got it. That means we must take responsibility. We must take responsibility. And in taking responsibility, we become accountable. And we become accountable to God. And if you can't be accountable to man, there's no way to be accountable to God. If you can't be accountable to one another, there's no way you can be accountable to God. Amen? So please understand, people got to stop blaming others for their hurts and their offenses. You allowed it. You made the choice. But you don't know what they did to me. It doesn't matter. See, then you don't know what he's done for you. If you're still looking at what people have done to you, you are losing sight of what he's done for you. Amen? And so that means that you're cooperating with temporary and not eternal. If you're cooperating with the eternal, you're always remembering what he's done for you and made the exchange. And if you're not making the exchanges on a daily basis, then you're living temporary and not eternal. You know, one of the first things that begin to happen in an individual's life is they begin to lose time with prayer. Why? Because one of the things the enemy wants to do is prevent your connection with the eternal every day. If he can prevent you one day, the moment you did not make contact with the eternal, you immediately made contact with temporary. Has everybody got it? Hallelujah. So in this, we see here now these light afflictions which are self-imposed because of the ruling of the flesh, whatever is the ruling of the flesh or emotions that cooperate with the temporary, and they resist or reject the eternal cooperation. In this, people begin to trust in carnal words, carnal feelings, things they see and things they hear. Not able to trust on the eternal. They begin to trust on the temporary. See, in this, one of the things that the enemy loves to do is put you in a place where you trust what you feel and what you see more than what you don't. And if he can get you into place, that area, you will reject the eternal cooperation. I see guys come back in my class in jail all the time. And I already know what the first problem was. One day it took, just one day of not making contact See, what the enemy loves to do is justify, compromise, or reason. If you've got a reason, you've got to make an excuse not to cooperate with the eternal. You have already cooperated with the temporary. He's already got you. And it's just a matter of time when you hit that brick wall on your face. And it hurts. So we need to be more alert now. We need to be more sensitive. The word says that the devil is a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. The Bible tells us that his time is short, so he's trying to get everyone and anyone out of position as much as possible, no matter what. In James chapter 1, James chapter 1 and verse 2, eternal cooperation. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. In other words, you are falling into various testings. Trials are tests. Knowing that the what? Testing of your faith produces patience. That word patience means endurance. So what you're being tested on here, when you fall into various testings of, you're being tested on the memories. Remember your members? You're being tested on which memories you're submitting to. Are you submitting to the memories of the flesh and emotions of the temporary? Are you submitting to the eternal? You're being tested on what you're cooperating with. Amen? It's to test your cooperation. These trials are to test your cooperation, whether it's eternal or whether it's temporary. It says, verse 4, but let patience have its what? Perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. See, when you are cooperating with the eternal, you're not lacking anything. It's when you're cooperating with the temporary that you begin to lack. Because the temporary produces lack. The eternal produces abundance. And it doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. Amen? Verse 5. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Now, this wisdom is not the wisdom of the world. It's the wisdom from above. But let him ask in faith with what? No doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. And let that man suppose that he will receive anything. Let him not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded man, unstable in all of his what? All of his ways. So we see that when you are cooperating with the temporary, you are unstable. Because if you're cooperating with the temporary, you're under the rule of the memories of the flesh, and you're under the rule of the memories of the emotions. And you'll be led in how you feel. That feels good to your flesh instead of being led by the Spirit. In Romans 8, I'm going to talk about a few areas of eternal cooperation. In Romans chapter 8. So when you see the word flesh, you're going to start looking at it as temporary cooperation. Because that means when you're doing those things, you become temporary, not eternal. That's how easy and how quick it is for an individual to turn from eternal to temporary. In Romans 8:12, let's speak it. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Now, putting to death the deeds of the body, those members, does everybody got it? And those members he's talking about are the memories of the flesh and emotions that are associated with the temporary. Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Now, sons of God are eternal. So one of the things that we must do is be led by the Spirit. That is the first priority in our life. As one of the areas of cooperating with the eternal is to be led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. Not how you feel. Not what your opinion is. And not what your hope is. This has got nothing to do with you because you're to be dead to self. So to be dead to self is to be led by the Spirit. So you must be led by the Spirit. Did you ever do something and try and fix it right away? Please don't lift your hands up or your feet. Well, did you ever sense that push? That means you're cooperating with temporary. See, when you cooperate with eternal, you're trusting Him. When you cooperate in temporary, you need to fix it. And you just make a mess of it anyways. Hallelujah. Let's go a little further. I want to read 14 again. Because this is the first area of cooperation. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to what? To fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom you cry out, Abba, Father. There's relationship, isn't it? In fact, that word Abba means daddy. When you're in cooperating with the eternal, He's daddy. He's your everything. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. When you cooperate with the temporary, you lose sight of who you are. And as children, then heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we what? Suffer with Him. If we suffer with Him. If we suffer with Him. In other words, you will be persecuted. That suffering is to come out of the world. That suffering is to overcome those memories of the flesh and emotions. Those sufferings are to walk away from evil. Those sufferings are not to fulfill anything of self that is displeasing Him. There are those trials. If indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be what? Glorified together. Verse 18, read it with me. For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. That's temporary, isn't it? For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Perseverance. In other words, we're willing to press through. We're willing to burn through it in every area of our life. Go to John 15. Again, the first area of cooperation with the eternal is to be led by the Spirit. John 15 and verse 1. Hallelujah. Eternal cooperation. Let's speak it together. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is a vine dresser. Every branch of me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. You are already clean because of the what? The words. Words. He says, abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it will be done for you. Why? Because the desire is no longer associated with the temporary. It's associated with the eternal. It's associated with the what? Eternal. So there's that place that of that word abide. 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 That means that we must abide not only in his word, but obey it. So we're going to abide in his presence, his word, and in the body of Christ, in fellowship. We abide. Abide in his presence, his word, and in the body. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. In verse 8, let's speak it together. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying. If we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He can't deny himself. It says here, remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord, not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Again, that area of abide, that area of his word that is not changed. It's not chained. Amen. In fact, his word will unchain us. So there's that area of eternal cooperation. First one is being led by the Spirit. Second one is to abide. And the third one, in Ephesians 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Eternal cooperation. Is praise and worship being led by the Spirit? Amen. Ephesians 4, verse 11. Let's speak it together. And he himself gave some to be apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the working of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In other words, of the temporary cooperation. So everybody got it. See, God is looking for individuals that are willing to cooperate with eternity. He's looking for those who are willing to cooperate with the eternal. People like to cooperate with everything else but the eternal. It's like they dance around it. They take a part of the eternal and believe that they're cooperating with the eternal, but they're cooperating according to their standard, not according to the eternal standard. People get saved and they want to serve in ministry, and that's a great thing, but there's a preparation for ministry. And if you don't have dominion over your own home, He's not going to send you out to serve His home. Amen? In verse 14, it says that we should what? No longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, by growing up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Causes growth. So if everybody's cooperating with the eternal, it's causing growth. Growth, right? But if people are not cooperating with the eternal, it causes havoc. Because there's always a ripple effect. Now, in this third area of cooperation, it means submit to the eternal governing authority. Submitting to the eternal governing authority. That's why God placed apostles, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. These are offices with God for what? For the edifying, for training, for equipping, right? So when God sends you somewhere, you're to submit to the ruling authority there. The governmental, the eternal governmental ruling authority. Amen? When you come into discipleship house, there's rules and regulations, isn't there? And we're to be submissive to them. Those rules are not just something pulled out of a hat. They are directed by the Lord for that specific ministry and purpose. Certain churches will only put up with so many things. You can go to certain fellowships, and their rules are different than other rules. Certain fellowships don't allow you to pray in tongues. They'll throw you out. They don't allow you to clap your hands. They don't allow you to stand up. You got to be silent. There's certain weird things of just certain rules and regulations that each fellowship have. Some of them are eternal. Some of them are stupid. It's real simple. But it's your responsibility and my responsibility to submit to and cooperate with under the authority of the eternal government placed here on this earth. It's our responsibility. Amen? Go to Psalm 1. Some people want to go out and serve God without submitting to their authority. It ain't going to work. Because if you're not submitting to authority or under authority, you have none. And when you're not submitting to the authority, the eternal authority, if you're not cooperating with the eternal authority, you're cooperating with the temporary one. And you will not have authority. Does everybody got it? Authority will not be released to you until repentance and turning away. So authority is reestablished in your life from the throne room of God to take dominion over darkness. That's why if you've ever been around people that are up and down, they're like roller coasters. And the reason why they're roller coasters is, number one of the major reasons is because they're not willing to submit to ruling authority, God's governmental ruling authority. We get people in here sometimes that want to change everything. Well, this is how it should be done. Well, how's it working in your life? Well, I can't maintain anything. Can't be consistent in nothing. And you're going to come in here and tell us how it's going to be done. See, that doesn't work. Just doesn't work. If you're not willing to submit to the eternal governing authority, you have no authority. And you'll be Mr. and Mrs. Roller Coaster. Because you'll be led by every wind of doctrine and emotion. And you'll go up and down. One day you're up, one day you're down. And that's a terrible way to live, isn't it? And Psalm 1, is everybody there? Hallelujah. We've lived enough of that way. Rebellious. Blessed is the what? Man who what? Walks not. I'm telling you, it doesn't say walks in. It says walks not in the counsel of the what? Ungodly. So is the counsel of the ungodly temporary or eternal? It's temporary. Nor stands in the path of what? Sinners. Nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, the word of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does will what? Why? Because he's cooperating with the eternal. Amen? And rejecting the temporary. All glory. 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 11. Let's speak it. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Is faith temporary or eternal? It's eternal. Lay hold on what? Eternal life. To which you were also called and have confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things and before Christ Jesus who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate that you keep his commandment without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is the blessed and only Pontinent, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in an unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, and to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. So we are the fight of faith. Amen. That's grabbing hold in the eternal life by cooperating with the eternal. In Romans 6, eternal cooperation. Romans 6 and verse 12. Now, since we know that sin is the presence of evil, so if you're cooperating with the presence of evil, what are you cooperating with? The temporary. It says in verse 12, therefore what? Do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in its what? In its lust. Do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law but under grace. What then Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are the ones slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for what? For holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Cooperation. Eternal cooperation or temporary cooperation? What is ruling you? And I want to close at Revelation 12. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. So one of the things we understand that deception is the most dangerous weapon there is against the body of Christ. Has everybody got it? It's not sin. It's deception. Deception is the most dangerous weapon against the body of Christ. Because if he can deceive you to cooperate with the temporary, you're already in sin then. Because if you can cooperate with the temporary, you're going to reject the eternal. Amen? Revelation 12:9. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who what? Deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they what? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. That's why the word says deny yourself. Pick up the cross and follow. You need to ask yourself in what areas that you're cooperating with the temporary and what areas are you cooperating with the eternal. If you want to be eternal, you need to change every area that you're cooperating with the temporary to eternal cooperation. Amen? That way you will have life and life abundant. And the favor and the blessings of the Lord will be with you. And you'll walk in peace, joy, and righteousness all the days of your life. And I know that's what we want. But there is a price to pay. There's a price to pray. There's a price to obey. And there's a price to expose. And you're to expose your own garbage. Or God will expose it. Amen? Nobody gets away with it. Nobody. Especially if you're claiming that you love Jesus. If you love Jesus, he'll expose it. You can only go so far. Then he sticks his foot out and causes you to stumble. And you fall on your face. Why? Because you're cooperating with the temporary. And his heart is to rescue Every one of us has fallen on our face at some time because we are cooperating with the temporary. And he says it's time to cooperate with the eternal. Eternal cooperation means eternal life. Temporary cooperation means death. It's real simple. The choice is ours. Amen. Let's make the right choices and be pleasing to Him. Father, we thank You for Your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that this seed that's been imparted would grow and bear fruit for Your glory. And Lord, we ask for Your forgiveness of every area where we've allowed the temporary to rule our life instead of the eternal. Set us free from the temporary that we may walk in the eternal and be pleasing to You in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.